Inside Wirtschaft, der Podcast mit Manuel Koch.
Just one more week and voters will decide who will become the next president of the United States. But there are important questions left. How to defeat the coronavirus pandemic? How to strengthen the US economy? And what does Wall Street think? This is the IG Trading Talk and I'm Manuel Koch. And joining me now are Salah Eddin Ebumidi, he's the head of markets at IG, and the legendary Einstein of Wall Street, Peter Tuckman, over 35 years on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange. Guys, so good to see you.
Thank you, Manuel. Nice to see you, Manuel.
Peter, my feeling is that Wall Street changed a little bit its opinion and wants Joe Biden now as a president. What do you think?
You know, that's funny. No one has yet to ask that question, and it is definitely something that is stirring around in my head. I think I thought of it yesterday, too, that people are asking whether the market is pricing in a Trump win or a Biden win. And I kind of feel that there's been a little bit of a rotation. You know, my anticipation is if Mr. Biden wins, he's obviously, you know, people believe the Democrats are anti-Wall Street and pro-regulation, and, you know, they will disengage the tax reform that Mr. Trump had brought in, and that their claim is that Wall Street doesn't really like the Democratic or Mr. Biden. However, my feeling is that Mr. Biden, if he wins, will absolutely do nothing to interrupt whatever recovery that we are attempting at the moment. And I believe that he will start instituting a infrastructure stimulus, right? More of what happened, I believe, with FDR early on during after World War II, where we are really going to need to rebuild our economy, right? We've talked about it week in and week out that the market is up on stimulus and liquidity being pumped in by the Fed, yet the economy is still faltering in a huge way. We are, in fact, even though Mr. Trump believes we've turned the corner and it's all over, and it will evaporate, and it's just like a miracle. Today, we are hitting record highs across the board, and Europe is being hurt so poorly. So I believe that what you just mentioned, I kind of think that the market is holding its own with a little bit of anxiety and with a little bit of cautious optimism that Mr. Biden will be good for the market, that his stimulus will, in fact, build on any recovery that we've had so far.
Markets are a bit nervous here in Europe because corona numbers are increasing and there are new restrictions coming up. Are you afraid that we will see a new stock market crash this year?
You know, it's really very, very hard to say. You know, it's funny. I think it's important for us to note that some news came out recently that in fact, in February, when Mr. Trump was given the inside look on the virus, right, that they called a number of meetings with some of the higher ups in Congress and in the Senate to say this is much worse than we think and that you guys should be selling the market, you know, and it was actually a story. I mean, I know people look at conspiracies about who got what information when, but it turns out that there is some factual evidence that a lot of the big hedge fund guys and a lot of the people in government were given the heads up that this was way worse than we thought. And in fact, they did put a lot of sell pressure on the market. There were people that bailed. And I think that contributed to that fast and furious oversold mode that we saw in March. Will there be another crash? It's really hard to know whether the market will react to what we're seeing in the virus and whatnot. Will the market catch up with the economy? Will the economy catch up with the market? I think we've got some real headwinds ahead. You know, Europe is getting hit hard, as is the US. We cannot wish this thing away, right? So, and that will contribute to a continuation of the fracturing of our economy, of our unemployment, of our any attempt to rebuild the world, right, as we would hope in some sort of an economic recovery. So I my best answer to your question is, I don't know. If in fact it hits the U.S. as it looks, it is, and it hits Europe as well as it does, and perhaps we do see a revisiting of those lows.
Peter, from my side, is one thing what is really interesting is this year is completely irrational, and I think this irrational that you will keep moving also into the next year by saying the markets, my hypothesis, the markets will move further up because there's no other way going down, maybe some minor corrections, okay, but why? Like you said, if we will if we will have a corona vaccine, if the the reality is starting to picking up, then we will see a rotation in the S&P 500. Those companies that have rescued us, which are the tech companies, there will be a rotation because people will move and diversify their portfolios, going back to companies that are also connected in the real economy. What do you think about that?
You know what, I like that scenario. So let's be clear, and it's something that I've been harping on because we've seen such a bifurcation of the market versus the economy. The bottom line is that a very small percentage of the global population has exposure to these markets, right? So the movements up and down are really being caused by a very small group of people, the 1%, the 6%, the 14.6% of the world population and the U.S. population who have exposure to the markets, right? So I do agree with you. As we've spoke, historically, the market goes up. Historically, the market responds in a positive way post-crisis, right? So I agree with you that there is nowhere else for it to go but up. We may see some short-term, fast and furious, and I believe we will, whether it's as a reaction to the election, as a reaction to a vaccine and a stimulus, right? And, you know, we've seen the market is incredibly resilient. The strength, whether it's fundamentals or not, there are powers that be that are moving the market higher. And I agree with you that there are companies like tech, the people that have led us out of the bottom we saw in March, right, that are really enough if we continue to support them and we start to climb out of these the negativity of the virus and we start getting little bits of positivity about a vaccine, about a further stimulus, and perhaps, as I mentioned before, Mr. Biden's attempt to really rebuild the United States infrastructure, putting people to work and rebuilding the economy from scratch, which is what I kind of think we do. I think Europe will respond positively and the market will respond as well.
Yes, definitely. Secondly, we have two big institutions on the one and on the other side. We have the Fed and we have the states. So one of them, those two institutions need to react, of course, we know. And actually, even whether it's the Fed printing more money or we get stimulus, big stimulus packages from the government, the U.S. government, both of them have actually a good positive effect on the markets. So I think the stimulus package would drive the markets much more and give more euphoria to the markets, even if we would not have directly a corona vaccine. So what I want to tell you from these two fundamentals is that actually something which can be priced in the next coming weeks?
It's a fascinating question. You know, it's really, the bottom line is we are in a pandemic. Hundreds of thousands of people around the world have died. I believe it's as many as 1 million worldwide. 8 million people in the United States have been infected. Yet, the market, besides what we saw with all the unknowns and the sell-off we saw in March, this market is incredibly strong, okay? For whatever reason, reasons that we think we know and reasons that we perhaps don't know. where else are people going to put their money, right? If we look at it historically or whatnot. So, you know, the bottom line is we can't, knowing all the apocalyptic information that we are living in at the moment, the market still is holding at virtually not a couple of percent off record highs. So I kind of think there's nothing that can dislocate the rally we are seeing, and that each little tidbit that we get, whether we get a vaccine or not, and I don't believe it's going to happen that soon, but I think guidance is going to become clearer. I think that people's earnings relative to expectations are going to start to rebuild, right? And so I kind of agree with you that the direction is up. I think we've seen it over the last year that while we may see short-term sell-offs, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5%, very possible to see if things really start to dislocate, that net-net those will be buying opportunities, not selling opportunities.
So for our traders at IG, I have a scenario that I created just now for the selection, for the US election, before the US election. Actually, we know it's volatile. It's the uncertainty is big. So I would maybe have the chance to take a call on gold to hedge the uncertainty. And I would take maybe I would have also the possibility to take calls below the lows of mid-March in S&P 500 to, if this is my idea, if I say S&P 500 still long, gold is a hedge for the uncertainty. What do you think about it?
So I think it's a great idea. I think that it's a lot smarter idea. Look, we've seen in this market that the short guys have been hurt very badly, right? And if you were to ask anybody who doesn't have a crystal ball since March, watching all that we've seen with the deaths and the virus and the complete virtual shutdown of the global economy, right? That this would be the greatest short in history. Yet everybody who did that, who doubled down on their bet, they're being carried out in boxes, right? You know what I'm saying? So I kind of agree with you. The gold as a hedge seems very realistic within the realm of the volatility that we're going to see in the next few weeks relative to a spike in the virus, relative to the election. And I agree with you, which is actually a wonderful premise, is basically that it's very possible that we may see a 5% sell-off, right? Due to you guys completely reshutting down, the U.S. going completely shelter in place. There's no way that we're not going to see some kind of a knee-jerk reaction on the downside. However, I love the idea of taking a position that having some bids in the market, in case that happens, because net-net, if it does happen, it will rally back. We know that. Once the anxiety subsides and people get a handle on what's going on, we saw it in the market when, you know, we have circuit breakers on the U.S. market, right, which we saw happen in March many times when the market dropped 7%. And the purpose of those circuit breakers are for people to stop, see where the bodies are hidden, to get a sense of not getting emotional about money, right, and to say, okay, what's really going on here? And to sit and pause for a moment. And net, net, each time we did see that, the market's reaction, once people really put emotions aside and kind of focused on, so how much impact is this really going to have? The net, net directionality was on the upside. And I love your question, and I agree with you in a big way. Yet, there's still so many unknowns. We are now in a new phase. And I think it's important to note that a secondary closure of our economies may have more potential negative impact than the first one did, because we know a lot more now. And the fact is that this, in fact, you know, you can close somebody down once and you give them the idea to come on back. That was always my fear with the stock exchange, that we closed for the right reasons. We were able to corral people who were ill, right? And once we reopened, we maintained strict rules, which is what they spoke about in the debate yesterday. The bottom line about reopening is if everything is in place where you're not going to do a blanket closure, but when we reach levels that are too high and we know that we cannot open safely, we need to adjust our posture. So I'm excited about the next few weeks, right? You and I and Manuel are going to be able to talk about the elections and whatnot. Even though elections have less of an impact than I believe the vaccine and or the virus are going to have, I guarantee you, as you know, that the next few weeks are going to be wildly volatile and every day is going to be an exciting day.
I think so too. We will see a little roller coaster and we will talk more about it at the IG Turbo Trading Days 2020. On November 2nd, there is the countdown to the elections. And then on November 3rd, we will also talk with Peter and Salah in the night of the election. And IG is having a live stream. So guys, if you're interested on that, check out the IG website on IG.com. You can register and you can see what we will talk in that night. Peter Tuckman, the Einstein of Wall Street, and Salah Edine Boumidi, head of markets at IG. Guys, thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Manuel.
And thank you for watching. This was the IG Trading Talk. I'm Manuel Koch, and more information on IG.com.